Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 20, Pretoria 21, Emalahleni and Polokwane 19.
Got queuing traffic at the Dustworth Tunnel. We've also got a stationary vehicle on the N1 South before the Malebongwe Drive exit. And a crash in Rosebank, Jansmuts Avenue North near Jellicoe Avenue.
The Special Investigating Unit has obtained a preservation order to freeze luxury vehicle of popular jazz musician Sir Lalo Solota that are linked to fraud at the National Lotteries Commission. The SIU is investigating multi-million rand funds that were meant for building an old age home and for providing elderly care in different provinces. SIU spokesperson Kaiser Khanyaho.
The SIU investigation uncovered that Solota's luxury vehicle was purchased using funds diverted from three NPOs that received NLC grants under suspicious circumstances. They are Matatiele Community Center, Letabong Old Age Home, and War Against Abuse and Rape.
It's our big news story of the day, the latest crime stats. The police minister and the SAP's top brass today released the fourth quarter crime statistics, indicating that the overall number of murder incidents between January and March this year decreased. Masajaba Sifularu has more.
5,727 murders occurred between January and March this year, which marks a drop of more than 800 cases compared to the same period last year. Gauteng recorded 1,439 murders in the period under review, accounting for 25% of the overall national statistics. It's followed by KwaZulu-Natal with 1,193 reported murders. Most murders occurred in public spaces, with 765 of the country's 2,990 cases reported in Gauteng. More than 1,500 murders occurred in the home of the victim or the perpetrator. Masachaba Sifularo for Jack Rand FM News.
Action Society, meanwhile, says public trust in police is collapsing as violent crime remains out of control. The organization reacted to the latest crime stats.
People are not just afraid of crime. They're afraid that no one will come when they call for help. We have become so used to our high crime rates. The system is broken. And one of the most obvious solutions is decentralizing policing.
That's Action Society's Juanita Dupria. Over 400 million rand has been spent by the Department of Public Works and 52 million rand by the Department of Defence on refurbishing one military hospital. This was revealed this morning by the SANDF's Lesiba Kekana during a parliamentary briefing on the troubled refurbishment project at the hospital.
For us to proceed with the refurbishment and the upgrade of the one military hospital, first floor and other related services, we need the funding. And then as per project execution plan that was provided by the professionals and the DBSA, as it was going to be the implementing agent, they estimated that it will take 29 months to complete the construction phase and make the hospital habitable and serviceable.
For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. In news abroad, outbreaks of bird flu in mammals more than doubled across the world last year, raising the risk that the virus could potentially spread between humans. That's according to a new report by the World Organization for Animal Health. Avian influenza spread across the world over the last few years. And finally, Norwegian media are reporting that the helmsman of a huge container ship that ran aground just a stone's throw away from a cabin as its owner slept was probably asleep himself at the time. The vessel sailed up onto shore just meters from Johan Halberg's wooden cabin yesterday. Halberg discovered the unexpected visitor only when a panicked neighbor who had rung his doorbell, reportedly to no avail, called him later on. I'm Chanel September. What news at 4?
I tweeted that whole story, many footers and else. It's at AlexJZ. X'd it. It's hilarious. Literally 5 meters from his front door, there's a 135-meter-long cargo ship. Hello! Does he get to keep all of the chudera?
I think so.
Hey! Possession is 9/10 of the law, my guy. Okay.